And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Shared kitchens, also called culinary incubators, help entrepreneurs launch food-related businesses. Shared kitchens was the theme at a recent First Friday at B event in Moorhead, where one of the speakers was Megan Lewis of Milkmaid Catering. Here's her story about using Square One, a shared kitchen in Fargo.
I own Milkmaid Catering. I do a business that's strictly cheese-centric, which in Fargo, North Dakota, does seem a little crazy. But it's been very humbling, and it's been a whirlwind of the ride. I've only been in business for 11 months, so I am an infant. I'm a baby. And it's been a really good learning experience for me. And I'm here to share a little bit more about the background of how I got to Square One. I think it's a little bit interesting. It kind of shows you how an incubator model can really help a person launch a business in a community. So this is kind of my journey to a kitchen incubator. I graduated from culinary school in 2010. And at that point in time, I was still living in New Rockford, North Dakota, which was my hometown. And I ran a catering company there for about a year and a half to 2 years, pretty successfully in a small town. I found a cute guy. I got married. Knew I was coming to Fargo full time. And at that point in time, I had that, you know, that kind of decision to make. Is this business going to be able to move to Fargo? Am I going to be able to scale it here? Do I have the funds and the finances and the networking to be able to move it? And unfortunately, the answer was no. And it wasn't necessarily because I didn't have the drive. It was because I didn't have the startup funds. I couldn't afford to open a commercial kitchen at that point in time in my life. And so unfortunately, I ran a successful culinary food-based business and couldn't afford to move it to Fargo. And so that was kind of that part of my life. We moved forward, to which I worked retail. I think that's a good fallback for most people. I grew up in a small town where my mom owned a small brick and mortar for years. So I kind of had that good background. But also do with my mom and that kind of family business as well, I witnessed a lot of struggle with brick and mortar. I saw a lot of the things that people maybe gave up, or things that were really hard to afford, or that monthly struggle that people went through with a brick and mortar. And also, I wanted a more family-centric career, which when you go to culinary school, that's the first thing they're going to tell you is don't go into the food industry because you're not going to have a family life. I mean, that's just the truth. And so I was struggling. I had a young kid at home. I knew I didn't want to work retail for the rest of my life. I had a privilege of opening a cheese counter at Pinch and Pour downtown Fargo. I was their cheesemonger for 2.5 years. I had worked the retail. And I just really wanted to find something that balanced out my life. And so I was kind of at that crossroads of like that midlife crisis, only I was like 27. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And so hence came this dream of Milkmaid. I always wanted to be a food stylist. I loved cheese. It was like a catalyst of this weird combination of, well, maybe I just put cheese on a platter and maybe people will buy it. And that was kind of where my mind went. And that's when I discovered Square One. Ironically, my baby shower was at Square One like 3 years ago. And that's how I found out about it. And so when I knew that I wanted to start Milkmaid, I was willing to take that risk with the business. I met with Casey, which she's wonderful, by the way. And again, giving you that kind of that confidence and that structure and that kind of push to be like, I think you can do this. And she was the catalyst that allowed my business to grow. Had it not been for Square One and being able to have that roof over my head of the commercial kitchen and those types of things, Milkmaid would not exist today as it is. And so that's kind of my journey to a kitchen incubator. And I kind of had a little bit of, again, of a different business model, which led me to kind of have a conversation with my fellow peers about what is a successful business? What is a successful business to you? And what does that definition mean? And the kitchen incubator model allows me to have the type of successful business that I want. And that means being able to right now still have a healthy balance of family and career. I kind of tell people I'm in that stage of life where it's only going to get more complicated. And I wanted to be able to balance out my family and balance out my career and be able to scale the business at the level to which I felt comfortable with. And so when I was asked, it made me really think about redefining success and what that meant to me as a business. And implementing an incubator kitchen model allows me to balance life and run a successful business without the overhead costs and by simplifying the day-to-day obligations of running an average brick and mortar. I was like really hard for me to write that definition because I really had to think about it. I really had to think about what did that kitchen incubator model do for me as a business? And it really has allowed me to get some balance. I mean, having a true balanced life is just impossible at this point in time, but it really does allow me to kind of scale and grow the business at the rate that I feel comfortable with. Another thing that people ask me all the time is, what's it like to work in an incubator kitchen? And that's some of my favorite things is the collaboration that you get there. Working with other like-minded businesses that kind of have the same business model as you, or learning about their products, learning how they go about it, how you can help the community, how you can partner with other businesses. That's been a huge benefit for me in an incubator model. When I started Milkmaid, working in the artisan cheese industry is very eye-opening. You learn a lot about what it means to make an artisan food product, and you learn the cost and the labor and the passion that goes into each and every one of those products that's being made. Which, as you're a person who, a cheesemonger, what they sell you mostly is you're a storyteller. That's my job. When you came to me to behind the counter, it was my job to tell you the story of that cheese, how it was made, what makes it different, and why you should buy it. So I'm the storyteller. I'm the last wall of defense between that cheesemaker who made it and the person who's going to buy it. And so when I started Milkmaid and I was kind of missing that aspect of being behind the counter, it was really important to me to support artisan producers. This is the first platter I ever made. This platter went out May 1st of 2017. It's like my baby. I knew when it was born. And I was proud to say that on that platter, almost everything that I put on there, I knew the maker, I knew their story, I either had met them or talked with them, and it really allowed me to be super passionate about what I was putting out into the world, which I think is really important anytime you're doing anything. When I started the business, I really wanted to kind of help spread the word of artisan producers and what that means to be artisan. And through Milkmaid, I'm proud to say that in the last 11 months, these are some people locally or in the Midwest, or I've tried to find it the best that I can, that I'm proud to say I can support, that I can hopefully tell their story, whether it's through classes, whether it's through education, whether it's through partnerships, whether it's through using their product, that I get to collaborate with. And so Square One was kind of the catalyst for me in this aspect too, was to be able to work in a really fun environment that encourages people to work together. And it just kind of naturally fit with my business. Thank you.
Megan Lewis of Milkmaid Catering, speaking at the recent First Friday at B event in Moorhead.